From the City of Angels off the Pacific Ocean, good morning, good evening, wherever you may be across the nation or around the world. I'm George Norrie. Welcome to Coast AM. Happy Veterans Day and a full tribute coming up in just a moment here on Coast to Coast AM. Next hour, 11-11-11, the numbers lady, Glynis McKentz, joins us. This is the day she's been waiting for all her life. And then we'll have our open lines on Coast to Coast AM. Here's what's happening. Something strange going on in Europe, and I don't mean the debt. The hunt is on now for the source of a low-level radiation detected in the atmosphere across Europe over the past several days. They say it's not coming from Japan's Fukushima plant. Trace amounts of iodine-131, a type of radiation created during the operation of nuclear reactors or the detonation of a weapon, have been detected by the Czech Republic's State Office for Nuclear Safety starting 2 weeks ago. After the group reported its findings to the International Atomic Energy Agency, the agency released a statement revealing similar detections had been made in other locations across Europe. Now, the IAEA said the current levels of iodine-131 are not high enough to warrant a public health risk, but the agency still does not know the origin of the apparent leak, and an official with the agency would not say where exactly it had been detected outside of the Czech Republic. A very strange story there indeed. Efforts are continuing to try to regain control of the Russian Mars mission that is stuck circling the planet Earth. The spacecraft was put in orbit on Wednesday, but failed to fire the engine that was designed to take it onto the red planet's moon Phobos. Engineers have been using tracking stations around the globe in an attempt to talk to the probe and diagnose its problems without success. Robert Zubrin with us, How to Live on Mars, one of his latest books. Robert, in this particular situation, I don't think they're going to be able to save this, are they?
Well, you know, they're in the eighth inning and they're down about seven runs. So it's not impossible, but it doesn't usually happen.
What's the danger now here, Robert?
The danger to the ground? Not much. Those stories are baloney. Yeah, there's some hydrazine on the spacecraft, but that is flammable. If the spacecraft reenters, that will all burn up in the atmosphere.
All right, but it's sad. The Russians are having a horrible time with its missions to Mars, aren't they?
Yeah, basically no Russian mission to Mars has ever succeeded. They've had about 17 missions to Mars. Every single one of them has been a failure. In contrast, about 70% of the American missions, also about 18 missions, four failures and all the rest succeeded. You sometimes hear in the papers that, you know, two-thirds of all missions to Mars have failed. Actually, 100% of all Russian missions have failed.
Yes.
And about a third of American missions.
It is amazing. Robert, thank you. We're going to keep monitoring this situation. I think this craft is coming down. In Pennsylvania, Oakmont police there are investigating a 64-year-old man who was hit on the head by a pumpkin. Police Chief Donald DeSantini says Rose and Daniel Wagner were walking along a street when someone tossed the pumpkin from a moving car. He was rushed to a local hospital. His wife says he doesn't appear to have any brain injuries, but he might have had a concussion. What a weird story that is. The lower house of Italy's parliament is due to vote on a package of austerity measures demanded by the European Union and designed to restore markets' confidence in the country's economy. The vote will pave the way for the prime minister to resign. Well, the markets here in the United States went up, so they're a little happy about that. Andre Eglishon with us on this one. Andre, what do you think about this story?
Well, I don't think we can expect very much stability anytime soon. As long as you keep getting this news every single day about a new kind of shock, I think that volatility will continue to grip our stock market. You know, also in Greece, they swore in a new prime minister over there. Just happens to be former European Central Bank vice president, and both these countries, Italy and Greece, have finally agreed to what the Germans and the French want them to do, which is to deal with their debt situations through more austerity.
Your book, Thieves in the Temple, America Under the Federal Reserve, so right on, Andre. My gosh.
Thank you, George. All right. I appreciate that.
All right. Andre Eglishon. Across America, millions pay tribute to our veterans, men and women, who have risked their lives to give you freedom, sometimes asked to perform in some wars that seem unjust. But the magic of our military is that they take orders from civilians. Not many countries can say that. And that, my friends, keeps us clean and free. In a moment, Danyon Brinkley joins us with his traditional Veterans Day salute. And for all of you who have served, including my 88-year-old father, who served in World War II, the Battle of the Bulge, we salute you, the Army. So those of you who served in the Army, thank you so much. And of course, those of you who have served and do serve in the Air Force. Dan. Thank you, Air Force. And, of course, my branch, the Navy. And to my friend Rick, a Marine in St. Louis, and all of you who have served and do serve in the Marines, thank you. And, of course, let's not forget the Coast Guard. You know, when I was born, we went through Korea, and later on in my life, when I was in college, of course, we were in Vietnam, and of course, you know all the different wars and the battles and the skirmishes we have been in ever since. But through it all, there's nothing like our soldiers, and I think one of the greatest things I've ever seen in my life, I was at the airport about a year ago, and there was a group of soldiers there dressed in their fatigues, and people just stopped and clapped, and I got to tell you, it's a great feeling. Up next, Daniel Brinkley and his Twilight Brigade on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast. I'm George Norrie. When you listen to this program, you know the name Danyon Brinkley. He's been on before, of course, best-selling author of The Secrets of the Light, At Peace in the Light, Saved by the Light, died three times. But what a lot of you also are beginning to learn is that he has a not-for-profit organization called the Twilight Brigade. And every Veterans Day, and I don't care when it is, Danyon is on this program to tell you about it, and it's my pleasure to welcome back to Coast, Danyon Brinkley. Danyon, my friend, how are you?
Hi, George. I'm doing great.
This is an interesting year. We're still at war. We're in wars. Now, I think, if I'm not wrong, this may be one of the longest wars we've ever been in. Is it not?
George, this is the Afghan war is the longest war we've ever been in.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, and we're in five conflicts right now, and we're using drones. We're also in probably five we don't know about.
That's true.
So what that means to me is wounded, mentally and emotionally damaged, and the aging veteran. Because there lies the duty of who we are as Americans. Okay, and today, this is what I can report, George, because this is what people want to hear. Number one, the VA is still backed up about people being able to get in. So if you're out there and you need to get in, go to a VA. Go to the Disabled American Veterans, American Legion, or the VF Veterans of Foreign Wars and get help in getting into the system. Number two, we are damaging young Americans at such a rate that they've run out of money for prosthesis pieces for people who've lost body parts. And the cost of these pieces, based on that we are war, are astronomical, George, because the companies who are manufacturing them look at it as the sympathy is like coffin salesmen. We're at a shortage of that. Next, we have homelessness. We are 9% of the population. We are 44% of the homeless. And the veteran stays homeless longer than any other homeless person.
That's sad, Danyon.
Well, this is, but if we don't tell everybody, George, and then tell the good side so we're making a difference. Because Coast to Coast has supported what I've done, but they need to know what's happening have no power over, but what we can do something about. Next, homelessness. Next, jobs. We got 1 million guys that will roll back in after this period. These wars have to back down because we can't have men on the ground.
Were they going to work, Danyon? I mean, we have people who are not in the military. They can't find jobs. What's going to happen?
But wait, George. Our loyalty this day is about those who defended this country.
That's true.
You know, and there is a day that they get. And they get this segment so that somebody has their voice, and that's you and me and Premier and the producers of this radio station, that they have a voice of someone who's on the ground. My team and I were making rounds. We were in the VA and in the hospice units today and yesterday making rounds. We are live on the ground, and there are magnificent things happening, but there are terrible things happening. What I see this happening, we can do something about. The next thing is this, the jobless and where the veteran is. People have to pay gratitude back and hire the veteran first. And I'm sorry for everybody else, but today's about them because they are trained. They have to find something to do because you know as well as I do after Vietnam, George, what post-traumatic stress disorder
did. Oh, I know. It's huge.
If they don't find them something to do, they'll go crazy.
Yeah, they will.
And being productive and finding a way to integrate back into this life will save this country a great problem. If we keep doing it the way we're doing it, George, I would say within 4 years, we will have a revolution on our hands with veterans dealing with the issues that the bureaucracy is not facing based on where we are.
All right, Danyon, hold on. We're going to hit this quick break. We're going to come right back to you. We have a couple guests who want to talk with you as well. Plus, we're going to take phone calls and continue talking with you this hour about the Twilight Brigade as well. Danyon's website is linked up at coasttocoastam.com right now. We shall be right back. Well, this hour, we're going to take your phone calls and continue talking with Danyon Brinkley about his Twilight Brigade and some of the incredible work that he does for our veterans. Danyon, back in St. Louis, I ran into an inventor. His name is Todd Barrow, and he said, look, I've got something that I want to donate to Danyon Brinkley's Twilight Brigade.
God bless him.
And he showed this thing to me, and I went, now this is a little novel, so I want him to tell you what he's got for you. Hi, Todd. Welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you.
Good. Now, tell us about your Freedom Pack, and you're going to donate a number of these to Danyon so he can give them out to the vets.
Yes, yes. Well, the Freedom Pack, it's a pack that goes on a cane, and it's for the physically challenged, and I want to donate 100 of these, and also I have 100 American crystal flags that is a little pin, and also 100 American flag watercolor prints. And I want to donate these because every time Danyon's on, which I listen every night to Coast to Coast, and every time Danyon's on, I just feel like I have to do something. So I invented this pack strictly for the physically challenged and the veterans.
Well, that's great. All right.
More, and I might be able to do that in the next month or two. So.
All right, Todd. Listen, we appreciate that. I'm going to put you on hold so we can get your address and get these to you, Danyon. And we will be back with Danyon Brinkley in just a moment on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast to Coast. I'm George Norrie. Danyon Brinkley with us. We're going to take your phone calls. Todd Barrow, by the way, his website is thefreedompack.com. You know what's amazing, Danyon, when you come on, people want to give. I mean, you're a magnet for people who want to help.
But, George, it's like you, too. We do the work. I mean, we do the work.
Yeah.
I saw your book. I mean, and look at you creating ways that people could read to see their aspects about communication with other levels and other worlds and other dimensions and after death. Well, I already know there's life after death. I have no problem about it. And you're spreading the word to giving people opportunity and chances. And what people see is I'm doing the work. Today we made rounds. And just like this, there's a lot of bad stuff, but the Samuel I. Institute, they're creating programs and assisting in what the VA is doing, and it's called the Patient-Centered Care and Cultural Transformation Program. And, George, it is a miracle. It is creating one point that's driving it, the reduction of stress.
That's great.
And system-wide, it's just amazing to me. And the people giving and supporting, you know, I always like donations. I mean, I can recruit the volunteer. And I can train them in the best training there is of what the Twilight does with Sandy Hatfield. And what just happened is I just trained a senior sergeant major and a senior master sergeant.
You've trained, what, 5,500 people now?
5,500. But I have national trainers that have 20 years of service who say, based on it being at the bedside of a veteran, these command sergeants, these masters and tops, say it's the best program they've ever seen, and they became trainers. That's success. We got to bring the veteran back to serve the veteran, George.
Yes, we do.
Because we understand each other.
Yes, we do.
And for everybody all over the world that's listening tonight, this program is holding your back. As you fight and defend this country, this program is covering your back.
Let's take some calls here. First-time caller, Tyler in Bloomington, Indiana. Go ahead, Tyler. You're on with Danyon Brinkley. I think. Go ahead, Tyler. As his door opens, and is he there? I guess not, but we'll go to Aaron in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Aaron, it's your turn. Go ahead.
Hi. Thank you for your service, Danyon, and George, your father as well. I'm
an
Army veteran and a podcast member of Coast to Coast. I'm using my GI Bill at the UW, University of Wisconsin, Milwaukee, in the School of Information Studies. And I volunteer for two veteran-specific nonprofits that I've told you about before. One of them is called guitarsforvets.org. And we give free guitar lessons to injured veterans to reduce post-traumatic stress disorder symptoms.
Great idea.
And anxiety and panic and whatnot and depression. And they go back to their doctors and tell them that it has alleviated their symptoms temporarily, which is great. And we use music as therapy. And the vet, after their sixth free guitar lesson, gets a free acoustic guitar, gig bag, strap, and tuner to keep forever. And we've given away over 1,200 guitars, and that translates to about 6,000 free lessons. And
Hey, thank you. Listen to me. Thank you, because they had bands today. And watching these guys, George, look, I'm really thrilled. I hate the bureaucracy. I can't stand it. But the innovative work I am watching happening and the civilians coming to aid, veterans coming to aid, to serve veterans, and just like what this guy's doing, to honor, and he's a civilian.
Yeah,
he's coming and bringing his talent. I would put this, if he wanted, would create a link on the Twilight Brigade. We get a lot of traffic because veterans are always coming to ask questions because we understand the system. We as the Twilight Brigade understand the system, and we work closely with all the veteran service organizations to achieve the goal of giving these guys place in security and re-identifying. So what to do is go to the Twilight Brigade and send a link. And Heidi or Sean will see it and put that link in so that we can offer it throughout our system. Amen. And thank you for your service. And thank you for honoring what we do.
Daniel, we've got a little surprise for you. You live out in the Las Vegas area. And, of course, if folks have been to the Mirage, they see the greatest ventriloquist I have ever seen and heard of, Terry Fedor. And Terry is with us. He wants to talk to you. Terry, welcome to Coast. You're on with Danyon.
It's a pleasure to be on Coast to Coast. I'm a big fan, George. And Danyon, how you doing, my man?
Wow, Terry. Thank you for coming on. Thanks for calling. Terry is a great, he's one of those great entertainers, George, like Simon Cowell said he was the second greatest entertainer in the world.
Danyon, I was on a plane heading from St. Louis to L.A. with a stop in Vegas last week, and the couple sitting next to me, first time in Vegas, they're all excited, and I'm saying, what are you two so excited about? And they said, we're going to see Terry Fedor.
Yeah, how about that?
Terry, you've got a little surprise for Danyon here.
You know, I do. Well, one thing that a lot of people don't know is that I donate most of the money that I make, the profits that I make on anything that is sold, all of the stuff that is sold out in my gift shop at the Mirage, to military charities and different events and things. And I heard that because it's 11-11-11, Danyon, and you wanted people to make donations in the, you know, amounts of $11 or $111. So I've decided that the next donation I'm going to make, and it's for you, is $11,111.
Oh, whoa! Oh,
that's
God,
incredible.
I'm going to kiss you when I see you, Terry Fedor.
So you have to come back to Vegas whenever you get a chance, and I'll give it to you on stage. Okay,
well,
you come to the show,
I'm going to fight her over you to give you a kiss, and thank you for taking up that challenge. Thank you.
Oh, absolutely. You know, we are able to do so much. In fact, what an amazing Veterans Day. We have through American Airlines and the Mirage, we've flown in dozens and dozens of wounded warriors and given them a weekend of a lifetime in Las Vegas. They're coming to my show tomorrow night.
That's fantastic.
With their families, and Gary Sinise from Forrest Gump. He is his band is performing tomorrow at Mandalay Bay.
Lieutenant Dan Band, yes.
And
but tell everybody about you and Wounded Warriors, Terry. Look, George, this is great. I can't talk, and if you know, I get speechless because he stepped up to the plate like a great entertainer. But look at tell them about your work with the Wounded Warriors and what's going to happen, Terry.
You know, we have done so much for the Wounded Warriors, and a lot of my donations have gone to the Wounded Warriors. And like I said, once a year on Veterans Day, we fly them in, and we allow them to come to the show. We give them a weekend in Vegas. They get to go see all the top shows in Vegas tomorrow. And this is unbelievable. They are doing a 42-mile bike ride, and some of these guys only have one limb, and they're using these amazing bicycles that have been built specially for them. And so they have to use their bodies to make it go forward. It's like they're doing sit-ups for 42 miles. I don't know how in the world they do it, but just exciting things. And, I just feel like that everybody in the world needs to appreciate these heroes, these people that have just sacrificed so much for our freedom. I mean, the reason we're sitting here talking to George tonight is because of the sacrifices these people make, and I just can't thank them enough. And I thank you, Danyon, for all you're doing and all you
And you know what, Terry? People like what George was saying, thank you for coming to the challenge, because I know there's a lot of people who make movies about wars, and I know that George Lucas has a new film out in supporting the Tuskegee Airmen, and I think I'd like to challenge all the entertainers who make war movies and participate in these movies to come and help these programs, especially the Twilight Brigade.
Mm.
So if you set a standard, and I thank you, and you tell Gary he got off the hook this time, but I will catch you. I will have he and you come to West L.A. and perform so that these guys get a chance to see what real service and real commitment from the civilian side to the veteran side.
Oh, that would be amazing, Daniel. That would be just amazing.
Terry, thank you, and continued success with your career, my friend.
Thank you so much, George.
He is so terrific.
He is. What a great guy, and what a great donation for you, too.
Golly, come on, George.
Right,
he did it perfectly by the numbers, because I'd like to make sure you ask Glynis, what does that mean when somebody that's big an entertainer? Somebody
it
takes
it means we need
perform.
You around for a long time to keep doing what you're doing.
Well,
that's what we need.
I need it because people are coming. There's a miracle going on. And if you watch it, you see people coming to make a difference. And it sets and changes the value of ourselves in very economically depressed times. You were talking about that Russian Mars failed craft that's circling the Earth.
Yeah, it's coming down, I think.
Well, if every one of them 100% failure, then wonder what that really is.
That's just, exactly. We're going to St. Louis now, Daniel. T.J. Birkenmeyer has a little story for you that I think you will love. Hey, T.J., welcome to Coast to Coast.
Hi, George and Daniel. How are you?
Hi, T.J.
Say, I want to give you a little news about something. You talked about people doing the work. I want to ask you a question. Do you know where the very first Vietnam War Memorial in the United States is?
Well, I would have thought Washington, D.C., but knowing what you've been working on, T.J.
I bet it's St. Louis.
It's out in that area, that's for
sure.
Actually,
it's in the town of Wentzville, Missouri, which is a little bit west of St. Louis.
Yep.
And it was created by a VFW post, 5327, in December 1967. That's 13 years before the President Carter authorized the Vietnam Memorial Wall in Constitution Gardens.
But T.J., those were advisors. Remember 1967,
yeah.
1967.
Well, let me tell you something.
I understand,
this,
but
people,
listen, one soldier.
People at this post are so special.
One soldier to another soldier. Okay?
Yes,
that
sir.
Makes me very proud, because just the other day, the National Security Administration honored the Vietnam veteran. Okay? When the National Security Administration honors the service of this in this war that we still don't know what it was about, then this memorial to the silent, the quiet, the advisor, the person who goes in to try to help build an army and to build a force and build a country to protect itself, just like what we're doing right now, supposedly in Afghanistan, Iraq. And you make sure you tell those people there that we humbly appreciate them and admire them for that creativity.
Well, we're putting together a very special program for them, because every year, over 1,000 motorcyclists from California come there and stay there for 2 days and honor these people. And the VFW Post hosts them, and they take care of these guys. One woman, 70 years old, that works at the Post with her husband, cooked 39 hours straight.
Wow.
For these guys. And they encamp there. They go to the Vietnam War Memorial that they created. It's absolutely special. It's sacred ground.
T.J., if people want to go out there and see the memorial, what do they do? Where do they go?
Well, the first Vietnam War Memorial is in downtown Wentzville in Fireman's Park. And the other memorial that the Post created is on Highway Z, which is the very first exit, George. It's so easy to get there. When you're going out 40 or 70 in St. Louis, and you're on your way to Columbia, the very first exit at Wentzville is Highway Z. You get off there, go under the highway, about a half a mile to the top of the hill. You'll see a Cobra helicopter on the top of the hill. That's the Post.
That's the way to do it. Okay, thank you, T.J. You know, Daniel, I remember I was in college during most of the Vietnam War, and I just remember, I think protest is healthy for this country, but what happened during that period,
George,
it's unbelievable. I mean, they just put the troops down during that time period. Rather than say we're against the war, as most of us are, they put the troops down during that era, and that was wrong.
I agree. But guess what, George? This crowd is coming back now. These guys that are coming back, they're not like the Vietnam era. They're not like us. They are socially connected.
Yeah.
Okay? And they are rallying the Vietnam people. I see the quiet rebellion coming. You know, I see it coming. The storm is coming, George. I mean, they look at what chaos is, but when you put unemployed people who are trained to fight that come back in post-traumatic stress, and you link it to where the Vietnam veteran is today, this country has a crisis. It has a crisis greater than debt, but it's a crisis of integrity and morality and honor. Well, I know because I watched them pass. I listened to the stories. I am proud of what the VA is doing, but we got to push the bureaucracy out of the way. And these are civilians. Let me tell you one more, George. The Samuel I. Institute are developing integrative mind-body specialties for stress reduction to improve the efficiency of our fighting men, but to also create programs that better help doctors diagnose and treat people in rural places, telemedicine. This is monumental in healthcare, and it's brilliant to watch it. And there's civilians donating. There are people coming together. So all we can do is hope that the rebellion is quietly managed. But these guys will not be spit upon. And these guys told me the other day, the combat, six tours. And they say, well, what do you think? And they look around and said, we went to Fallujah. America went to the mall. That mindset is shifting.
You know, we almost lost my dad, World War II veteran, about a month ago.
What happened?
He's getting old. He's 88, Daniel. But he's like a rubber ball, and he just bounced right back again. His glucose level was 600. And, I mean, that's like almost coma time.
No, that's a coma. That's borderline. What's his weight?
He's not heavy at all. He's about 5'8". You know, thank God I took after my mother, who was about 7 feet tall, but I'm kidding.
Yeah, but you got to understand, when you got 600, it doesn't matter. It's depending on the weight.
But they got that down, and he's bounced back. But how many World War II veterans are passing these days?
Probably around 1,000 a day.
1,000 a day.
We are losing between 73 and 80,000 every month.
And there aren't many left, are there?
Well, we will probably lose up to 100,000 a month for the next 7 years.
How can the Coast audience help you in the Twilight Brigade?
They can come and take the challenge. They can send me $11.
That's it? That's all you need? 11 from just one person? That's it?
Well, what? They can send more. I told Terry 6 months ago to send me $11.
Well, he did.
All my friends. He sent me 11,000.
Yeah.
$1,111.11. Now, that's
what, great.
So I tell everybody, send me $11. If 100,000 people send it to me, I can recruit and train more. I can get more civilians through the system. We can really make a difference, George. And you know what I'm thinking? I was talking to Tom and Raquel earlier, and you're a producer. And so during the break, I told Tommy that he and Raquel were going to have to come and put these things that this guy's given us in baskets and to come and pass them out.
He'll do that
over the holidays.
They donate their time, Daniel, everywhere. Look, the hour is up, and I wish we had more time, but we got to get you back on to talk about your after-death experiences and afterlife experiences as well. Daniel, thanks so much for everything you do. Daniel Brinkley, thetwilightbrigade.com. It's linked up at coasttocoastam.com. Look, if you can afford $11, send it his way. It's for a good cause. Back in a moment with the numbers lady, Glynis McCants, on Coast to Coast AM.